the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 800-383-9624 or go to joepags.com. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great radio stations across the land, iHeartRadio, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there, the Joe Pags Show, coming your way on a Wednesday. Oh, yeah, it's a hump day. It's hump day, right, Carrie?
It is.
As usual, I'm humping it here for the people, trying to get the work done, trying to get the show as good as it could possibly be. In other words, I'm still doing stuff right until it's time to work.
Yeah, I figured.
Oh, man, lots going on, lots to get to. Those hostages we were talking about having been released a while ago, I guess have been now. I like how that ends. Hump day. Okay. Thank you, Mark. We appreciate you. The hostages have been released. You'll have a story on that, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We also will have the latest on Gina Haspel. She is the she has not been voted on yet, right?
Because
it looks like she's getting support from both sides now.
She has not. They have not voted yet.
For a while, I guess the big issue is, was she down with the torturing people?
With the interrogation after 9/11, yeah.
Right.
They grilled her today.
It's certainly a different time now. But, yeah, but you know, she didn't apologize.
She
said, listen, I did what we did. And that's interesting to me. So we'll have that story as well. I did, at about 2:30 in the morning, you know, I'm thinking about, and this is, I'm being dead serious now, it's going to sound stupid, but I'm thinking about going and seeing somebody who's like a vocal cords expert. I don't know why the falsetto sucks now. And again, no, look, I get it, I'm not a singer, I'm not pretending that I am, but, you know, in a day, I could sing, you know, all sorts of stylistics crap, I could sing Sherry by Frankie Valli,
mm-hmm.
even though I've got a deep voice, I always had that upper range too, and it's just horrible now, and I don't know if there's something on there, maybe it's just tired because I talk so damn much, who knows? So I did this, and I mean, it's not great. In fact, it's less than great.
Okay, awesome.
I don't do any of the suggestions you guys had. I went with Roxanne.
Oh,
it's
wow.
only a minute long, and it's really, really bad. Now, keep in mind, I actually put a lot of work into it. I did.
Uh-huh.
I actually put a lot of work. I put a lot of work into
this
it.
Morning. Okay.
Well, I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted it to sound good. So, I mean, I actually did some harmonies
we'll
and stuff.
We'll be the judge of that. Mm-hmm.
But the chorus part is so bad that mm-hmm. I actually went back and re-sang it in full voice about an octave lower under the screaming high stuff.
Okay. I can't wait to hear that.
Now, Sam happened to be up and around when I did it originally right after the show. And Sam, I don't think I'm going to even play that one. It was so bad.
Oh, my gosh. No, you totally should play it.
No. No, no, no.
Yes, do it.
No. Carrie, I'll let you decide. Should I play that one or not?
Yes, you should. Yes, we must hear that.
It's horrendous.
Then we definitely have to hear it.
Later, I took it down an octave because I did it in the original key first.
Mm-hmm. See that?
And then later, I took it down an octave and did it again. Well, not an octave. I took it down like two steps.
We have to hear the first one.
And again, it still doesn't sound that good. I don't even know if I still have it. I think I deleted it. I think I put it in the file.
Oh, man. No, come on. Open it up. Come on.
No, I don't think we should do this.
Yes, I want to hear it. We all want to hear it.
It's not even funny. It's so bad. Although Sam and I were cracking up.
See, it is funny. Let's hear it.
Now, I've gotten a little bit of love today and some, you know, some idiots as well. But I did go ahead and post the fact that I had not. And again, I'm going to get all gym guy on you now. But I had not. Oh, by the way, Sam called me 17 times while I was trying to do this. I'm like, really? I see you're calling. Stop. But we did get a good interview out of it, right, Sam?
Yes, we did. It was
an idea.
A very
call
important
your dad,
phone call.
Call your dad once, leave a message, and then leave me alone. Anyway.
I don't leave messages.
You need to start because you were just being annoying. Anyway, so I'm in the gym and 2 weeks ago, because, you know, I'm not a small guy. I lift a lot of weight, but I have not lifted really heavy weight in a while. And I wanted to challenge myself to see at my ancient old age at 51 if I could still lift the triple digits with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean is on bench press, if you use dumbbells, it's better. Dumbbells are the individual weights that you hold one in each hand. A barbell is the weight on a bar that's more stabilized. You can just push it up and down. On dumbbells, it's better to use them because you have the little smaller muscles and tendons that are all supportive that you try to build up around the muscle as well, and you get a better workout out of it. I'd been working out with like 75s or 80s, you know, in each hand, and that's pretty good. I mean, it's still pretty good for an old, you know, old man like me. Not bad.
Anxious.
But 2 weeks ago, when I was in there, Jill Mills, you know, again, who's the gym owner, and she's amazing. She said, so what are you going to do, really? So I'm like, okay, so I grabbed the 80s, and I did the 80s. I worked out with that 2 weeks ago. And then last week, I grabbed the 90s and did that. And today, I went for the triple digits. Now, I had not done 100-pound dumbbells in each hand since we lived in New York, back in the Albany area. And that's a long time ago. That's 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a long time ago. So I've got 100 in each hand. And I did four sets, you know, two sets of 10, a set of 9, a set of 8, because I got tired. But I felt really good about it. And I posted it. And there's always some idiot on there. One guy, and again, everybody's all, oh, you're strong, and look at you, and you're beefy, and you're the man, and blah, blah, blah. And I posted that. It's over on my Instagram, Instagram.com/JoeTalkShow. Or I've got the Instagram and the Facebook tied together. It's on the Facebook page as well. Just go to JoePags.com, click on Facebook. There's always somebody, there's some idiot writes, just writes one word, arrogant. Now, I'm wondering, look, you could call me arrogant for a lot of reasons. And, look, there are plenty of reasons out there. My opinions, my attitude, I think I'm cool, my ego, whatever the hell you want to do. That's fine. And I accept that. And we could actually debate my arrogance. But how is it arrogant to post me lifting weights?
I don't know. Maybe some people think that you're showing off. I think.
Well, I am. I'm proud of what I'm doing. And I think that there are other men and women who are in my age range who can see me and say, listen, if the talk show host who sits on his ass all day for his job can go and lift some weights and get himself in shape, maybe I can do that.
Right.
I really do it for motivation. Yeah, and I don't mind people seeing that I'm strong. But it's not like I'm in a Speedo and I'm posing. You know what I mean?
Oh, Lord, no.
And even that's not arrogant. That might be conceited, but it's not arrogant. I don't see how anybody actually going through the motions of lifting a weight and putting it down is arrogant. Maybe the guy needs to look it up.
Maybe
I'm missing the boat on that.
Maybe he doesn't know really what he was talking about.
And by the way, I for a long time didn't post any of that kind of stuff on my Facebook page. And if people are turned off by it, I can certainly stop again. I mean, it's my page. I'll do whatever I want. But Instagram is normally where I'll put stuff like that. And I've got some very nice comments on there. And you always get the person. You always get this one, too. Carrie, somebody always knows how to lift weights.
Better than you did. I'm sure. Yeah.
Right. The one guy said, don't hold your breath on the way up. Make sure you breathe out through the motion. And I'm like, I'm lifting 200 pounds, you know, 100 pounds in each dumbbell. And I'm doing it pretty well and pretty steadily. But he wants me to focus a different way on how I breathe. I've been lifting weights a long time. I don't think I'm going to be able to change my breathing pattern now.
Yeah.
So Carrie, of course, sends me a nice message on Facebook, and she says it was leg and knee day. I just don't feel like posting pictures or videos.
That's what I did today.
So come on. Let me tell you something.
It's all good.
As much as people are commenting on, and hundreds of people, maybe thousands by now, have seen the video of me lifting the weights, you would go viral. If you posted a picture of you doing knee and leg day or whatever the hell you're talking about,
no,
that would be total virality, and I think you know that.
Yeah, no, I don't think I
so you're not going to do it?
Not going to do it. Nope.
Some great interviews for you today. Bottom of this hour will be Ken Paxton. He is the Attorney General of the great state of Texas. He, along with other attorneys general, have sued the Trump administration over DACA, which is actually kind of interesting because... Gene just sent me an email. Can't believe I wasted a whole show talking about Kanye. Did I talk about Kanye West for an entire show last week?
Not an entire show, but
I think what happens is a person like Gene jumps in the car or tunes into the show, and if she listens for 20 minutes, she thinks that's the whole show. We do 3 hours, Gene. If you can, play along here. 3 hours.
Yes, please.
Anyway, so I don't know what the whole nasty email is, but I guess it's some nasty email that I wasted a whole show on Kanye West. Ken Paxton and other attorneys general have sued the Trump administration. You might say, well, why would he do that? He likes Trump, and he supports the Trump agenda. Because DACA is still on the books, and these courts keep on finding it, for some reason, illegal for the president to undo an illegal executive order. So what states have to do is they have to sue the administration to force the ending of DACA and force the hand of the Congress. So you'll hear his argument about that. He also spent some time with the president last week in Dallas at the NRA get-together. We also talked to him about voter ID, which, Carrie, has been found to be legal again in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
It's legal, then it's illegal, then it's legal, then it's illegal. Well, today it's legal. He talks about the arguments that he made for photo or voter ID. And we also talk about the San Antonio specific story, which is the closed meeting that the really, really bad mayor, Ron Nirenberg, held with, I guess, other members of the council, where people were not allowed to be heard, where a public vote of the council wasn't held, and he walked out and said, we've decided not to bid on the RNC for 2020. I wondered, does Ken Paxton, the attorney general, have any say or any recourse if, in fact, the open meetings law is breached, if in fact that happened? We talked to him about that as well. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. We come back. Carrie will have the story. Did I call you Carol?
You did call me Carol. What the heck? Come on.
I think I said Carrie and Will together. Carol.
Carol will
have the story. You guys don't really want me to play the original, do you? Sam, you don't want me to play the original, do you?
Yes. Hello.
I'll play the original in the original key. I'll play a bit of it. I mean, the funny part was the end, and I don't want to play for a whole minute. So maybe we will, maybe we won't. And then I'll play the updated one, which is still only about a minute long. Iran or Iran. I have to say Iran because it fits better with Roxanne. And you're going to hate it. I'm going to warn you now. If you're driving down the road, be in the right lane in case you have to pull off the road.
Why are they going to pull off the road, though? Because they're going to get sick?
Either out of dismay and disdain,
mm-hmm.
or because they're laughing so hard at how stupid I am.
Okay. Ooh, this is going to be good.
The latter. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Hey, it's Joe Pags. Another chance to win $1,000 is coming up in less than 10 minutes, right here on News Radio 1200 WOAI. Hi, great to have you. It is the Joe Pags Show, 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. So I stayed after the show a little bit yesterday, and I wanted to see if I could do something with Roxanne as far as Iran. I looked into The Heat Is On for The Deal Is Done.
A lot of people
and Glenn Frey's voice
great.
Is like as high as Sting's voice. It's very strange. It was way up there. Mm. And if I'm going to sound stupid trying to sing high, I'm going to go full stupid.
I think that's a good choice. It's a good choice for us. I can't wait to hear
Ken Paxton at the bottom of the hour. He is the Attorney General of the great state of Texas. Make sure that you stick around for that. All right, so are we sure that I'm going to play the one, the first one that I did right after the show?
Yes,
no.
Yes.
No.
All right. Hey,
I'm not falling for it. I'm not falling for it, Joe.
Okay. What are you falling for?
For the banana in the tailpipe.
What are you talking about?
This little trickery that you like to do sometimes where you're like, oh, no, it's terrible. I don't want to play it.
And then everybody falls sucks. For it. And they're like, the final is a little bit better. Okay. So Polo's not falling for it. He says no. Karina, yes or no?
She says yes.
No.
She just told me.
Sam, I know that you're saying yes. And Carrie, you want me to make a fool of myself.
Yep.
No, it's all right. Tell them to get the hell out. We're busy doing a show. All right, so yes or no on the parody?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Don't lead her on, Carrie.
Sorry.
Tell her which parody, though.
This is the one that I did right after the show last night in the original key of Roxanne.
Then definitely yes.
Wow. Paula said he's done fallen for the banana in the tailpipe.
No.
Which was actually a Beverly Hills Cop reference, right. Not a 48 Hours reference. Right. All right, I'm going to play the original one, and this is in the original key, and it sounds horrible. And just to let you know, the final one that I did, which I took it down two steps, still sounds horrible. It's no better.
So
I'm not giving you the banana in the tailpipe. I'm being honest. This is why this show is the fastest growing radio show in America, because I don't care.
Oh,
I will make a fool out of myself for the people.
Right.
All right.
Play it.
All right. Here's the first one I did right after the show. At least it's a guitar and not like a keyboard like the other one that I was playing. This is horrible. I don't think that I should do this. Oh, boy. I can't even understand the words. Oh, boy.
You don't have to pretend you can't fly.
Oh, my goodness.
Those days are
over. Oh, no. Don't do it.
Put up your dukes. Iran.
Oh, my God.
You don't have to pretend to hang tight.
Oh, man.
Iran.
Oh, boy. This is where we just have to cut it off.
Oh, go on.
Hold your ears right now. Hold your ears.
That was horrendous. Oh, wow.
What the hell was that? Sam, you made me play that? I actually cut it off. I have to let it play a little bit. It's
yes,
horrible.
Come on with your hand.
Oh, no, it's horrible. Hold on. Here we go. What the hell is going on? Ooh. Oh, my goodness. Listen, I do this for the people. Now, there are people driving off the highways in America right now because of that.
Their ears are bleeding.
Sam, you made me do that. Oh, my goodness.
I can't even breathe.
And Carrie's wiping her eyes. I'm wiping my eyes. And the people, the stations are going, I'm sorry. Why did you think we should pick this show up? Because this is the dumbest show I've ever heard in my life.
I'm sorry. I told you to play it.
See, there was no banana in the tailpipe, Polo. I was being real. That was just ridiculous. All right, listen, this is what I do for the people. Let me ask you this, will Rush ever do that for the people? Will Hannah do that for the people?
No,
will
I don't
Glenn
think
do that for the people? Thank you. I'm crying over here for the people. All right, now this is the final, which is actually not much better, but I took it down a couple of steps at least. Oh my goodness, my face hurts. It's for the people. 1-800-383-9624 if you'd like to tell me to never, ever, ever, never do this again. Ever. Let's go, people. Come on.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to pretend you can plan. Those days are over. You were caught in a big fun line.
This is 2:30 in the morning. Sounds like it.
We know you were working at the nukes.
The dogs in the neighborhood barking, my goodness. Wow.
That worked on Obama, but Trump said, what up, you dukes?
Let's go.
I ran.
Everybody.
You don't have to pretend to hang tight. I ran.
This is so, oh my goodness. This might be, could be the last one ever. Hold on to your seat.
I ran.
I cheated here.
Oh, no. Come on.
Smell the harmony, though.
Life, Obama walked really light. Life, Trump bring it all on minds.
The other one's better.
Now, think about it. What I did there was, you know, I wussed out.
I know.
No, I
like
sang the high
one.
Notes, but, well, the first one was ridiculous.
You're like, you're going full
now,
tilt on
now
that
Now, what
one,
happened
buddy.
Was, on the last one, the final, I did three-part harmony for the Iran part, and then I sang the high thing, but it was so bad, Carrie, that I then sang it again over it in an octave lower.
I don't know. I like the first one.
Are you serious?
And that's saying something. Yeah. Now when I say
I'll just
I
give,
like
I'll just
it,
give people,
it's not that I want to hear
give people
it again.
The rest
but,
of the, I'll okay. just give people the end of the first one.
Okay.
Everybody, let's go.
Saying.
Wow, my goodness.
What happened there, though?
That's terrible.
It sounded like you got interrupted there. You're like...
I burst out laughing when I heard what I was actually doing, and then Sam was falling apart. Sam, are you okay? I thought we lost you for a bit.
I don't think so.
It's ridiculous. But again, Carrie, who will do it for the people?
Only you. Only you. Wow.
Okay, I mean, I composed myself.
I like the second one, like the initial part, because I can understand what you're saying a lot better.
Right.
But then, you know, you wussed out in the second half.
Yeah, I did the first.
I did three-part harmony. I sang it an octave lower. Yeah. I did it so that people could understand the words, but I was laughing so hard that you can't hear them anyway. Mm. What I'm saying is I wasted about 3 hours putting those together.
That's awesome.
Because now people are calling in. They want me to never, ever, ever, never do it again.
But
I'm telling you, I'm afraid to take the calls.
No, I think you got it.
1-800-383-9624 if you'd like me to never, ever do another parody because of what you just experienced. And also the Attorney General of the great state of Texas, Ken Paxton. We cover some really important issues. Make sure you keep it right here.
This is the Joe Pags.
WOAI.
Across the land, iHeartRadio, JoePags.com, also Newsmax TV, the Joe Pags Show on your radio. Thanks a lot for taking the time. Really glad to have back the Attorney General of the great state of Texas, Ken Paxton. Ken, how are you?
I am doing really well. Thanks for having me on, Joe.
Ken, it's always an absolute pleasure. A lot of people were surprised last week that they saw that you and other attorneys general from around the country are suing the Trump administration, when I know that you agree with the president's agenda for the most part. The suit is about DACA. And is this the legal form of how to push the hand of Congress to actually do something? I mean, you're not literally suing Donald Trump, right?
Well, so here's what happened. This was an Obama-era policy from 2012. We had already sued over something called DAPA. We'd been successful in getting an injunction to stop that from going into effect.
Right.
And then when President Trump came into office, he rescinded it. It was what he should have done. He did a great job. Well, then DACA is exactly the same legal theory. It's this idea that the President of the United States does not, and this was under Obama, he does not have the authority to make up law about immigration or about anything else. And that was, of course, what Obama did over and over. So this is just another example. And we actually initially we had threatened to sue back in June or July of last year. And the President and his administration, General Sessions, Jeff Sessions, came out and said, we're going to give Congress 6 months to work on this. And if they don't get it done, we're going to rescind it. So Congress, we agreed to that. We dropped our lawsuit. And we moved on. Well, 6 months went by. Congress did nothing, which is, you know, it's up to them to do. If they want to do something, they can. If they don't, right. They don't have to. But it's still illegal what Obama did. So the president followed through, and he was going to rescind his DACA executive order by Obama, and three different federal judges in I think Washington D.C., New York State, and California said that he couldn't undo an executive order done by Obama. And so we
The reasons why, Ken, are that it's egregious or it's capricious. Here's what we know. Then President Obama literally said, forget the 14th Amendment. Equal coverage under the law doesn't matter. I'm going to say if you're between this age and that age and came here illegally, don't worry about it. We're not going to prosecute you. Anybody else who falls outside that realm, that age group or that time that you came, we're going to prosecute. You can't do that. That is legitimately against the Constitution. Otherwise, you can make a law that says it only applies to Joe Pags and nobody else.
Exactly. And also, you can't have a president that just can make law. I mean, that's just not the way our founders envisioned this process. Right. They were afraid of that. They were afraid of a king. And so having a president that just makes up law that is supposed to be done by Congress is a real problem. So
have you read the opinions? Why did these judges say that? Do you know?
I have not read all the opinions. I just know that it doesn't make any sense right. to say that an executive order that was illegally adopted now can't be undone. That is another violation of separation of power. For a federal judge to step in and say you can't rescind an executive order, I've never heard of that before.
Especially an executive order that's clearly unconstitutional. It's Ken Paxton. He is the Attorney General, great state of Texas, a Republican. So, Ken, the next step is you file the suit along with other attorneys general, and let's say that you win. The win would be that executive order goes away, and then Congress's hand would be pushed. They'd have to do something.
Well, so here's what we actually initially have asked for a preliminary injunction, just what like we did on the DAPA case, in which we got an DAPA case. We asked for DACA to be stopped until our litigation is over because the damage continues, the cost to the states continues, the illegal action continues. So we've asked for that to be stopped. If we're successful in winning on the merits and getting it rescinded, then it'll just go away. And then Congress has a decision. They don't have to do anything, or they can do something. It's up to them, the elected representatives of the people have to decide what they want to do, and they don't have to do anything. But if there is anything to be done, it is within their role and their responsibility under the Constitution to do it.
And this is a matter of you saying laws matter. If you don't like the law, change the law. Congress has to take action, but a president can't, through executive fiat, say I'm the king. This is the way it is.
Exactly. And here's the deal. I mean, people may say, "Well, I love what he did. I love that policy." Well, if we start allowing that for any policy, whether we like it or not, then we allow the slippery slope of putting more and more power into the hands of the president and taking power from the states, taking power from Congress, taking power from the court, and ruining our Constitution.
It's Attorney General Ken Paxton. I'm glad that you filed the suit. Hopefully it'll be successful. Hopefully Congress will then do something. The president actually offered them a sweet deal, three times the number of people who are even getting receiving DACA right now, and the Democrats turned it down. So we'll see what happens at the end of this lawsuit.
Well, I have a theory on it. The Democrats don't want to solve this, and here's why. They want the issue available to them to complain about and rail against for, you know, till eternity. And so you're right. President Trump offered them a deal. Congress could have easily passed this, but guess what? The Democrats said no. Why did they say no? I believe it's because they don't really want a deal. They don't really care about this issue. They only care about it for political purposes.
Well, it's a midterm issue, but Ken, we're not going to forget what they just did. I mean, we all know that he offered them the deal. So in November, or heading into November, if they try to use it as a political, you know, piece, or they can't. We know what they just did. I mean, we called it the Schumer shutdown, even. Chuck Schumer shutting down the government over something that honestly, he was offered. So I think you're right. But I think that they're not looking at it in the right ways. Let's talk about voter ID. This is a really, really hot button topic. Our law in Texas for voter ID says you've got to show up and have a government issued photo ID. If you can't afford one, we'll give you one for free. There really is no reason on earth why somebody can't have one. And we've got some sort of provision that if you don't have a photo ID, you can fill out an affidavit promising that you're who you say you are. It's basically the same law that has been on the books in Indiana for a long time. But because Texas falls under the Voting Rights Act of 1965, Texas is under the thumb of the Department of Justice. Do I have it right? And are we now allowed to actually ask for an ID?
So we're not right now. We're not under the Voting Rights Act. We could be if they could prove discrimination, which is what they were trying to. That's one of the reasons this voting rights, voter ID case was so important. It's not just that we're trying to prevent fraud by requiring that people, you know, identify themselves and accurately vote for themselves. But they were also trying to use this as a way to get us back under the Voting Rights Act, which would put us under the thumb of a federal judge, probably a very liberal federal judge. So we were successful in finally winning this case at the Fifth Circuit so that our voter ID law is now in place. It has been in place since 2013, but we've withstood numerous challenges. We've withstood several liberal judges striking it down, and then we've been able to bring it back by successfully adding this affidavit in the last legislative session.
I've often said that people like you and me, we believe that black people, Hispanics, the very young and the very old, are really smart and can find a place to go and get a free government-issued ID. The left seems to think that the people that I just named can't do it. And I'm here to say they can. I've never met a person, I know everybody of every race and every background, every ethnicity and every gender, who didn't have a photo ID. So why is this such a red herring for them? Why do they want people to really believe that people like Ken Paxton and Greg Abbott and others and Donald Trump don't like minorities or old people or fill in the blank through because they want us to show an ID when we vote? Why do they think that's going to be successful? I don't get it.
Well, first of all, I pushed two sessions ago to do what you said, which is make it free. So if you didn't have a photo ID and you couldn't afford one,
yeah.
even to get your birth certificate, I pushed the legislature to make that free if you were trying to get it for voter ID purposes.
Right.
So we've literally cleared the process to literally take out every cost hurdle there possibly was. It's free. If you want one, you get one. It's really ludicrous for me to believe that you can't get a photo ID when we made it so simple and cost free.
Yeah.
So the only thing I can say about the Democrats is that they're being very disingenuous. The only reason they want this is because they know if there's no photo ID that there's more fraud allowed. And unfortunately, that's the only rational reason left to explain why they wouldn't want a photo ID.
And by the way, I like showing my ID when I vote. It makes me feel good that it's my vote. I'm utilizing it. I'm using the franchise that I was given, and it's my, I think it's my duty to my community. I don't know anybody who goes in and says, I don't want to tell you who I am. I just want to vote. I don't get that.
It's again, we're back to this whole fraud issue. If photo ID, no one challenges photo ID when they go to the airport. No one challenges photo ID when they go to a hotel. No one challenges photo ID when they walk into the federal courthouse
right. To
go in front of a judge to talk about photo ID. You know what I mean? I mean, I had to show photo ID to get into the courthouse to talk about why this was lawful.
I bought some Allegra D the other day, Ken, and I had to show my photo ID. I mean, so come on.
Yeah, and no one challenges that and says it's discriminatory, but in this one case, that's the only time they're going to argue it's discriminatory. It doesn't make any sense. Everybody knows it.
Recently, last week, the NRA convention was in Dallas. Dallas, a smart city, even though it's a blue city, generally speaking, governmentally, they were smart enough to know that's going to bring in a ton of money. And you had some one-on-one time with the big guy. Tell me about this.
So it was pretty amazing. They asked me to greet the vice president first when he came in on Air Force Two, and then about 20 to 30 minutes later, greet President Trump when he came in on Air Force One. So I did that. But after I greeted the vice president, Trump's advance guy, he asked me. He said, "Hey, the president just texted me. He'd like you to ride in a limo with them to the convention."
So cool.
So I said I could be available for that. So.
And it's like the tank. It's the one that has like the 5-inch windows and all that. This is the car.
Yes, it weighs more than Marine One helicopter.
Wow.
It's the beast.
Yeah.
So I sat next to the president. Right across from me was from John Kelly, and then Senator Cruz was across from the president. So we had about 20, 25 minutes. And then when we got to the convention, I didn't exactly know because I wasn't with my security detail anymore. Yeah. I was with Secret Service. I just followed the president into this room because I didn't really know where else to go at the time.
Yeah.
Because my detail had been separated from me. And ended up in a room, in the green room, just with the president and me for, for at least 10, 15 minutes.
Had you ever had any one-on-one time with him before?
I have had meetings with him, like in the Oval Office. Yeah. I've had meetings in the Roosevelt Room with 15, 20 people, but never just me.
Yeah. I went to Washington, as you know. I went in November. They invited me, one of five talk show hosts, to go and spend time with the president. Just chilling with Donald Trump. He's just kind of a cool guy, right?
He is a very cool guy. He's very different than what you think you're going to get when you watching him on TV. Just a, pleasant around, engaging, smart, funny, hospitable. He, in my opinion, every time I've been around him, he wants to make sure things are good for you.
And even if he's not really interested, he acts like he's really interested in what you're saying.
Yes, he's very engaging. Yeah. I find him to be very, very, very engaged, very interesting to talk to.
I want to take you from Dallas to San Antonio. I only have about a minute here, and I know that you've already given me plenty of time, and I appreciate that. But in San Antonio, Texas, I talked about this last week. The mayor held some closed-door session with the city council and then came out, or at some subsequent time, came out and said, we are not going to bid for the RNC in 2020. Now, the RNC had already said it had seven cities in mind, and San Antonio was on the list. As you know, in Cleveland, they brought in, for Cleveland and the surrounding areas, about $300 million. After costs, they netted about $220-230. That would have been a great boon for Texas and for San Antonio. But the question that's being asked is, because this was really short-sighted, and this mayor is going to be one and done. This guy should not be the mayor. Having said that, is there a law that they potentially violated by having a closed-door meeting? There was no voting. There was no public comment. And then they subsequently decided we're not going to vie for the convention. Is that a problem in Texas?
So if they conducted city business, any government business, behind closed doors, however they did it, that the Open Records or Open Meetings Act is about having open meetings and talking in front of the public. So if they did any of that behind closed doors, yeah, that's a violation of the Open Meetings Act.
And how does it go? Do they have to go to the DA? Do they go to you? I mean, because there is the challenge by one of the city councilmen, Brockhouse, and he's saying, listen, I think this is unfair and it should have been brought in front of the people.
Well, yeah, I think he's right about that. Yeah, the way it works in Texas, DAs have original jurisdiction, so it would have to go to Nicola Hood, and he would either have to do it himself or he could refer it to us. That's the only way that my office, the Texas Attorney General's office, could get a case like that, is to be referred from another DA.
And if they were found to violate that act, and again, this is a lot of hypothetical, and I appreciate you playing along, but if they were to, if you were to find out or Nico were to find out that that actually happened, do they have to redo the hearing in front of the public? How does that work?
Typically, that's what happened. There's also it's also a misdemeanor for the people who did it. So there are, you know, it has some criminal element to it.
Yeah, just in general, do you think that was a smart move for a great city in Texas? And San Antonio is a great city to say we don't want your money or your, you know how much money the businesses would have made, the hotels would have made in the area?
San Antonio is a great city, and it is known as a convention city. I know that the city has put a lot of money into conventions. So to me, it's absolutely ludicrous. It makes no sense other than pure politics. And all you're doing is harming your own people. You're taking away their ability to make a lot of money and really harming the city for political reasons.
Exactly right. Ken, it's always an absolute pleasure. I appreciate the hard work you're doing for the people of Texas and for the people of the United States. Let's talk again soon, my friend.
Love it. I love your show. You're doing a great job, and thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much. Attorney General Ken Paxton, Republican of the great state of Texas. Thank you. We're back after this in the Joe Pags Show. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
You're always just minutes away from the latest news, traffic, and weather, and breaking news when it happens. News Radio 1200 WOAI.
Hi, great to have you. Welcome to the program. Thanks. The Joe Pags Show, 1-800-383-9624. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. If you want to see me throw in 100-pound dumbbells around, by all means, stop by Instagram or Facebook. I got the links there. I don't put them on Twitter generally. A lot of people, Carrie, want to hear this parody again.
That's what I thought.
And we'll think about it.
Oh, you know you're going to
play
it.
They don't want to hear the second one either.
It's
they want
the
hear
first
the first
one. Yeah, that's the
right, which is ridiculous. So we'll take that under advisement. We appreciate Ken Paxton coming on. Lots of great information about the DACA suit, about photo ID, about the Open Meetings Act in San Antonio, and much more. So we'll continue to follow those stories for you. We'll have what's happening in North Korea next hour. Also, the latest on Gina Haspel, who is up for CIA director, and Brigitte Gabriel next hour as well. Meantime, got to remind you about CarShield. CarShield is it's a warranty company that can help you after your manufacturer's warranty in your car has run out. After that warranty runs out, you could be out thousands of dollars to fix a problem with your car or your truck. Why not get yourself safe? Get yourself into a place where you're covered. Even a simple repair to a sensor can be $1,000 on these modern cars. If your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, it doesn't mean you have to pay high repair bills. CarShield's administrators have paid out close to $2 billion in claims, and they're ready to help you out as well. So again, get yourself into a better position. You can even choose your own mechanic or your favorite dealership to do the work, and they take care of you. Save yourself thousands on future car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate and extended vehicle protection like I did. Call 800-CAR-6100 and mention code Joe, or visit carshield.com. Use code Joe, save 10%. CarShield.com, code J-O-E, or 1-800-CAR-6100. Mention my name, Joe. A deductible may apply. I think it's important, Carrie, to tell people the words. Because many people said, I have no idea what the words were.
Yeah, you were just kind of screaming through it. So
it's,
yeah, that'd be
good. Iran, you don't have to pretend you complied. Those days are over. You were caught in those big fat lies. Iran, we know you were working on nukes, or on the nukes, because it's sort of a reggae feel. That worked on Obama, but Trump says put up your dukes. Iran, you don't have to pretend to hang tight. Iran, it's useless to try to fight. Iran, big bucks on that flight. Iran brought in the dark of night. Iran, Obama walked really light. Iran, Trump's bringing all our might. Iran, that deal was never right. See, now it's
good
hilarious.
Enough.
See, it's poignant. It's great.
Even better.
It's right there. It's making it happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think we have time to do this again.
You sure?
I don't.
Mm.
This is the original, the one that people think is funny. Because I suck. Yeah. Let's be honest. Wow, you agree even.
I do, yes.
We're not going to get to the good part.
Iran, you don't have to pretend you can fly.
Wow.
Those days are over.
Oh, no.
Caught in those big fat lies.
See, we don't have the time. You have to stick around for hour three. I'll play it again. Got to go to break. Keep it right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show. This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 800-383-9624 or go to joepags.com. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great radio stations across the land. iHeartRadio, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. All of that and more right there. It's the Joe Pags Show coming your way on a Wednesday. Also proud to be on Newsmax TV. Hour number two coming your way. Got you a little hump to bump. That's Carrie Lockie. Carrie, what's going on?
Hey, I love this song. I really do.
You don't or you
I
do?
I do love this song.
Isn't it a great song?
Love it.
Chair dancing.
Can't help it, man.
Get it done for you. So I did. I posted today over on Instagram, and then there's an automatic posting that I post on my Facebook page, too. My dumbbell workout today, I was doing chest, inclined chest, 100 pounds in each hand, and I posted it. And again, by and large, people are very supportive. I'm not 30 anymore. I'm in my 50s, and I'm out there still getting it done. And what? I couldn't hear you. Sound like you said you were telling me that you're 60.
Really 60.
Congratulations.
No, I'm not talking about me.
Happy birthday.
No, you are way
63.
Older than I am.
No. Happy birthday. Don't start.
Come on. You're in your 60s. Tell people.
So I posted everybody's very, very nice. Yeah, the one guy called me arrogant. Later on, he said, yeah, Pags is probably right. I love everything Pags says, but he's probably more conceited than arrogant. And again, I don't care if you think that.
Okay.
But then there's like one guy who's like really angry. Like the one guy calling me arrogant and conceited and blah, blah, playing along, loves the show. The other guy's like, yeah, I'm not so desperate that I work out too, but I'm not so desperate for attention. Let me help. Okay. I want to help everybody who's watching on television. And listening on the radio, understand one simple thing about me. I need attention all the time. That's why I do what
true.
I do.
It's so true.
Have I ever hidden that? I've never hidden that, have I?
You have not. Not at all.
It's like the guy on Facebook just discovered that I need attention.
Yeah.
Obviously, well, I need attention. This is what I do.
Yeah. Most talk show hosts.
Play the saxophone in front of 20,000 people. Why, Carrie?
You need attention.
Need attention.
Mm-hmm.
I need the eyeballs right here.
It's true.
You know, if I walked around and pretended I wasn't that guy, then I get it. Then I understand.
Oh, but you are.
Oh, great. A friend of mine just sent me a moving GIF of me dancing to Bump to Bump. Well, isn't that? I'm going to have to post that.
Yeah, I
am posting that.
I want to see that.
I am posting that. All right. I did a Pags parody yesterday. Again, if you want to see you lifting weights, fine. If you don't, steer clear of my social media. Mm. It's mine. I'll post what the hell I want.
There you go.
So if I did a parody. I did a little bit of it yesterday in one of the hours and stayed a little bit late last night. And I actually did the parody. Mm. It's to the tune of Roxanne by The Police. Sting has a voice like a female. Let me just put that out there.
No.
It's as if he's
doesn't.
A girl.
No.
Oh, yes.
No.
Come on.
No.
Silly female voice. No, he's a manly man, but he's got a high voice. So I attempted after the show to do it. Now, I did it, and it was horrible, and Sam was actually, you know, with me doing it, and she was cracking up, and I was cracking up, and I didn't intend to play that one at all. I did in the first hour, and then I played the final one that I did, which I took it down a couple of steps and did all sorts of harmony and complicated stuff, and people hated it. They want the first one.
The first one's better. Yeah.
Right.
And that's saying something.
Now, did I or did I not warn people that they better be in the right lane, ready to pull off the road?
You did. Yes, you did.
I kid you not, no less than a dozen people have said they had to pull off the road. People have said people are staring at them in their car as they cry laughing. So there was something to this. Now, Newsmax, I'm sorry, because I realize that when I play these parodies, it's not we haven't planned it with you. So if you want to put some Iran or Iran or some Trump stuff over this, fine. I'm going to play the first one again. I'm not going to play the second one again. Because the second one, I think I tried too hard and people don't appreciate it as much.
Yeah, that's
but here are the words that you will not be able to understand. Again, you will not understand these words. At least you have an idea of what it was I was trying to bring to you. I ran, and again, I know it's Iran, but you have to rhyme with Roxanne or sound like it anyway. I ran, you don't have to pretend you complied. Those days are over, you were caught in those big fat lies. I ran, we know you were working on the nukes. That worked on Obama, but Trump says put up your dukes. I ran. You don't have to pretend to hang tight. I ran. It's useless to try to fight. I ran. This is where it pretty much ends because I try to hit the high note, and that's it. And I'm pretty sure that my vocal cords fell out for a second.
Yeah,
and then I had to put
it.
Them back in.
Yeah.
Yes.
Certainly
so.
Like
that's what I'm going to bring. And again, I did like a final version where I've got harmony on it, and I sing it down an octave and about to pot, and I really bring it. And everybody to a person hated it. So sure. I won't do that to you again. Here, and again, this is partial. I mean, it doesn't even go, that's it. It stops there. And I even had more that I wrote, but it stopped there because it was just that bad. All right. Do we really want to do this on television too?
Yeah, I think you should. They deserve to hear it. Yeah.
Okay. Blame Carrie.
Sorry.
Now, if you want to sing along, remember the first line is, I ran. You don't have to pretend you complied. And you won't understand me when I do it. Here we go.
Those days are over.
Oh, no.
Sorry, those days are lies.
Don't do it.
Mm.
Yes.
We don't do what we're getting on nukes. That worked on Obama, but Trump says, put up your dukes.
Everybody. Here's where it gets you. Everybody. Come on, man. What the hell is going on here?
It's so bad. It's
seriously, Newsmax is going, you know.
What can we put on the 6 o'clock
hour? What the hell happened here? That's right. So there you go. Now, the only reason I revisited it now, because I've got people who have been holding on for the better part of an hour just to make a comment on that song. Carrie, I would not have gone back to it, because normally I would wait until the third hour, because it's a little bit awkward on television to see me sitting here as you hear me screaming some song. But I wanted to bring it because people have been holding it, been very nice. Erica, you've been very patient, and I appreciate you. What's on your mind?
Hey, cuz, you really have to play that again. I love it.
I can't play it again. I just played it again.
I don't care, but I need a good ab workout. It's my ab day.
So you were laughing so hard, your abs got good and tight, right?
So hard. I'm driving back to San Antonio for picking up my daughter, and I had to pull where I was blocked by 2 trucks. I was crying so hard. It was awesome. I loved it.
Erica, I do it for you. See, I embarrass myself for the people,
good
and I appreciate
workout.
It.
Mm-hmm. You're laughing so hard.
See, I'm just here to help people work out and get in better shape. That's why
awesome.
I do these songs.
You are a great person.
Mike is in Kansas. Mike, I appreciate your patience. What's going on?
Joe, that is the best one you've done yet. I've got to tell you. It's fabulous. I was just trying to sheet on my bed, and I got to laughing too hard. I had to stop. It was just ridiculous. So
see that? It's what I do. I try to get you out of housework. I do the parodies to get you out of housework.
Yeah. Is there nothing you won't do for the people, Joe? It's just...
No, there's nothing. So listen, I'll step it up because I know that Carrie won't. I will step it up because I know that my sidekick will just sit there and say whatever the people, I don't care. So that's what I'm there for you. I'm there for the people.
You are awesome,
Carrie,
individual.
Your original comment was, so bad, it's good.
Yes, I stand by that. And I mean that in a really nice way.
You actually mean it in the way that it means.
It's just so bad.
I agree with you.
It's good. I can't really explain
listen, there
it.
Listen, there are two parodies that I've done, and I've done hundreds of them now, that I have never aired and never will because they're so bad. They're so bad,
I think
they're
you
bad.
Should, though, but I know.
No.
Really?
No.
They go back
they're so
to
bad, bad, they're bad.
Mm.
This one, I will agree with you, is so bad it's good. Yeah. It was worthy of airing, but I was not going to air that one today. I was going to air the refined one where I did the harmonies
See?
And all that other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys don't like that one, right?
Not really. No, I prefer the first one.
All right. It's Vince in San Antonio. Vince, what's on your mind? Hi. Vince, talk to me. You're on the air. Dude, he held for like 50 minutes.
Oh, man.
He hung up.
Well, you could hear him in the background. He was on, and then he hung up. You think he was laughing too hard, Polo?
Maybe he passed out laughing. I don't know.
Possibility.
That could have been it. Absolutely could have been it. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. I appreciate your support for my horrible singing and for that horrible parody, and I'm glad that we got some people laughing, and you got the good ab workout, Erica. We are going to talk about, obviously, the serious work of getting a CIA director. Gina Haspel is up, and we'll have a full story. Carrie will have that when we come back. Also, some hostages being released from North Korea. Word is the president himself will meet them at 2 o'clock in the morning when they get here.
Mm-hmm. That is right.
Because the man never sleeps anyway.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Right.
Going to meet him out
there. So that's going to happen. We'll have that story for you as well. Bottom of the hour, it'll be Brigitte Gabriel about how the left is treating this woman who is up for the nomination for CIA director. Also, the fallout from the Iran deal, right thing, wrong thing to do, her thoughts on North Korea, and much more. The Joe Pag Show, coming right back at you. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Hey, it's Joe Pags. Another chance to win $1,000 is coming up in less than 10 minutes, right here on News Radio 1200 WOAI. All right, great to have you. The Joe Pags Show, 1-800-383-9624. JoePags.com. Kara, if you would, get me that the story about Gina Haspel ready.
Okay.
We'll do that coming up. She, of course, nominated by President Trump to be the next CIA chief. She'll be the first woman to run the CIA. And, of course, some idiots on the left who are all about women and women's rights and women's opportunity and women's advancement are the ones who are attacking her, which is dumb. Although, right before the show, what I saw was bipartisan agreement that she could be good for the jobs. That would be good. So we'll have that in a second. Let me get a couple of parody songs out of the way. And again, the intention was to actually sound pretty good. And the funny ones, the funny parodies are the ones that turn out like that.
Yeah, they're really horrible.
Like I can do some with six. I did some parodies with six-part harmonies that people didn't appreciate. And then I
love this stuff.
Scream something like that. But there's a problem, Kara. I just got this from Trent about Fell in the Ditch. See, I can't be responsible for that.
No, let's not do that, people.
Should I be responsible for
that? Stay on the road. No.
Plus, over on Facebook, I have posted now the GIF, the endless loop of me dancing hump to bump.
I have to see that.
So stop by Facebook.com/Joe Talk Show or go to JoePags.com, click on Facebook. Let me go to Gerald, who's in Alabama. Gerald, what's going on? Hi.
Man, I loved it. I loved the dickens out of that parody. It was cool as a fan.
Gerald, the thing is, I don't care if I make a fool out of myself. I do it for you.
Okay, I'm not going to be on the phone too long because I got to go take my therapy/service dog out for a walk.
Cool.
And I'm going to throw another song at you. Maybe you can work wonders on it.
Okay.
Paul McCartney and Wings, Band on the Run, but switch it over to Iran on the Run.
Iran on the Run. That's not bad. And great reference. It was Paul McCartney and Wings, his group after he left the Beatles. I love that. All right. Now, of course, the keyboard player was who?
The keyboard player.
Yeah.
His
wife, Linda.
Right. Linda.
All right. Gerald, go walk the dog. I appreciate you. I will take that under advisement. We'll see if we can make that happen. Now, what were you laughing at? You saw the dancing?
Yes. Dude.
Because you, like, cracked up in the middle of the conversation.
Just a little dorky. I know. I didn't mean to do that, but...
That's not dorky.
The way
listen,
you dance,
I'm getting down.
Yeah,
let me tell you something. I have rhythm.
Pretty dorky.
I have rhythm.
Want to say no on that one?
Yeah. Let me go to Rick in Spring Branch. Rick, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Living the dream, my friend. Talk to me, Rick.
I just want to say I would never be scared to step foot on the karaoke stage again, thanks to you.
See that? I'm here to take the fear away from people who want to sing the karaoke and sing like a bird you shall. All right, Rick, I appreciate it. I guess, Rick, that was his joke, and he dropped it on me, and that was that. Okay. All right, let's do the serious business of Gina Haspel. Tell me what happened today. Does the story that you have actually have the people that are naysayers or not? I hope it does.
I believe so, yes. From the Washington Post. Gina Haspel told members of the Senate Intelligence Committee on Wednesday she will not restart a controversial CIA interrogation program if confirmed to lead the agency, and that she would obey her moral compass, not President Trump, if she was ever instructed to carry out other questionable activities. We're not getting back into that business, Haspel said. I would not restart under any circumstances an interrogation program at CIA. My moral compass is strong, Haspel said as the committee's top Democrat. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia pressed her to define her moral code. I would not allow CIA to undertake activity that is immoral, even if it's technically legal. I would absolutely not permit it, she continued. I believe CIA must undertake activities that are consistent with American values. Haspel resisted efforts by senators to get her to say whether she believed it was morally wrong for her agency to use enhanced interrogation techniques on terrorist suspects, including waterboarding, which many have said is a form of torture. As she said, the techniques have been authorized at the time by the highest legal authorities in the U.S. government and by President George W. Bush. And the senators were visibly frustrated at Haspel's unwillingness to say definitively whether she believed it was wrong at the time to waterboard terrorist suspects. Haspel defended the interrogation sessions. We got valuable information from debriefing of Al-Qaeda detainees, she told Senator Kamala Harris. I don't think it's knowable whether interrogation techniques played a role in that. Senators have asked several of Trump's cabinet nominees to commit to standing up to the president and informing Congress if he were to pressure them to do anything legally or morally questionable. But the pledge takes on extra significance with Haspel, whose hearing centered around the role she played in the CIA's interrogation program. Haspel told senators she doubted the president would ever ask her to waterboard a suspect, stressing that experience had shown that the CIA is not the right place to conduct interrogations as it does not have the proper expertise. Haspel said she had a great reputation with Trump and his inner circle, adding the president does turn to me for my view on certain countries and certain experiences. I give him my best advice, Haspel said, noting she separates her views from that of CIA analysts.
Remember when Obama was nominating people? Remember how they kept on asking him, hey, will you defy the president? Will you say no when he asked you to do stuff? Remember when they asked him, remember they were asking the nominees? That was fun. Wasn't it fun?
No, I don't remember that.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. It didn't happen. It must have been a dream of mine. So anybody who is up there nominated by President Trump, these idiots on the left, like Warner, like Harris, they think it's appropriate to ask, will you defy him if he asks you to do something wrong? I mean, why is that somehow something that is appropriate to ask a nominee of this president, but wasn't appropriate to ask a nominee of any other president? It doesn't make an awful lot of sense. They think they're on the moral high ground. And of course they're not. I mean, Kamala Harris, for God's sakes, talking about how funny it would be if somebody died, if the president were to die before getting off of an elevator with her. I mean, just dumb. The whole thing's just stupid. And it should be reported as such. I mean, you reported the facts, obviously, Carrie, and I appreciate that. I will now add to that that it's all very stupid. It's all a show. And I think they think that people will hear the questions from the hearings and will somehow believe that this president is nominating people so he can make them do immoral or illegal things, something that he has not done as far as we know yet. But to them, in their mindset and their ideology, it's somehow appropriate, which of course it isn't. Lee is in North Carolina. Lee, what's on your mind? Hi.
Hey, Lee. Just comment on the...
You be Lee, and I'll be Joe, and then we can have the conversation. Go ahead.
Well, I even have a brother by another mother.
Hey, Lee. Okay, what's up?
I won't say as far as what I saw today on the news about the hearings for...
Lee, here, I'm going to let you go because he's watching TV in the background and I can hear it. And Lee, I love you. I want you to watch me when I say this because you're looking right at your TV now wondering why I just hung up on you. When you watch the TV, you're getting a delay. It's not immediate. I mean, it's close, very, very close. It's a live show, but there's a little bit of a delay, just a tad bit. So if you're going to stop speaking and then try to hear what you're saying on the television, it's not going to work out. So when you call and turn the radio down, turn the TV down, we can do the thing. You can watch it afterwards. And Carrie, he called me Lee, but I don't think he realized that he did.
Know, probably not. Yeah. People get a little nervous.
And that's why I said, you be Lee and I'll be Joe. And then I was a brother from another mother, which is always great, too.
Mm-hmm.
So when we hit the break here, we'll have Brigitte Gabrielle. She, of course, the president of ActForAmerica.org. She is somebody, for me, who is a premier expert on terrorism, on our safety and security in this country, on women's rights. She's somebody who just... doesn't take any guff off of anybody. She's got a lot of comments on the Haspel hearings. Got a lot of comments on North Korea, a lot of comments on Iran, and much more. So we get to that when we come back. 1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Oh, dear Doc V, with approved credit.
Donald Trump is the worst president in American history. I'm just kidding. The left's lost their mind. Let's talk about it. Coming up at 8 on the Michael Berry Show.
Stations across the land, iHeartRadio, JoePags.com, also Newsmax TV. It's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you along for the ride. And really glad to have back my friend, the president over at ActForAmerica.org. It's Brigitte Gabrielle. Brigitte, how are you?
Glad to be back with you, my friend. I'm doing great.
You know, there's so much going on, and we haven't talked in a long time. We can't be strangers like this, okay?
I know. And I've been busy writing my book. That's for me in the last 2 months.
And that's going to come out September 11th. And we'll make sure that we have you on several times to let people know when that's coming out and how they can go and get it, okay?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Let's talk about what's happening today. The left wing in this country pretends like it's somehow for women's rights. It's pro-women. It also pretends it's pro-minorities when it's really not. It's really pro-an ideology. And if you're a woman in the right ideology or a minority in the right ideology, then they're allegedly your supporter. We have an example here, kind of like we did with Condoleezza Rice. The left didn't like her very much either. But we've got Gina Haspel, who's been nominated as the CIA director. She would be the first female CIA director. Brigitte, are you surprised by the attacks by the left?
Yeah, you know, I'm not surprised because the left has lost, they have lost their minds and they are opposing anything President Trump does.
Yeah.
If he would have nominated Barack Obama, they would have opposed him. I mean, they have lost their minds. Just because Donald Trump did it, they are against it. And They are king flat across the board. She would be an amazing CIA director. When you have people on both sides singing her praises, the left and the right, saying that she is more than qualified, she's actually extremely qualified to lead the position. Her career is ranging 30 years. I mean, she has started at the CIA from the lowest position, and now she is applying for the highest position. Pompeo depends on her. She is acting right now as a director of the CIA.
Yeah.
There is no reason for them to oppose her. The only reason they are opposing her is because they do not approve of her point of views, and she is nominated by Donald Trump, and they're not going to let them have that.
The fake news argument they're making is that she was a part of the intelligence apparatus when we were doing the waterboarding and the enhanced interrogations, and they're trying to make her answer for that, to which she said, I'm not going to apologize for it, but times have changed, and we've adjusted how we do things. Is that the right answer from her?
Well, times have changed, and there are other ways where we can get intelligence. Yeah. Look, I am all for waterboarding. My son-in-law is a Navy SEAL. So if he can be waterboarded, and every Navy SEAL we have is waterboarded,
if
we put our greatest and bravest through that process, why don't we do that to our enemies? So our enemies have more rights right now, more than our Navy SEALs. Listen, the process works. But knowing where the country is right now, there are many other ways, and there are many other people that we can farm out interrogations to than us. So she had to say what she has to say right now.
Yeah.
Listen, the country has evolved after 16 years after 9/11. And by the way, if you would have asked any leftist on September 12th, 2001, hey, what do you think? Should we do any waterboarding in order for us to get more information from these terrorists? Every single leftist in this country would have said, absolutely do whatever you have to do in order to protect the country.
And most of them, including Hillary Clinton, voted for the Iraq War. So the idea that they somehow were on the opposing side is just not true.
Is absolute baloney. Absolute baloney. We need to do what we have to do to protect the country. And by the way, she did not come up with the idea. She was just following the rules. And look, Brennan approved of that, and he was higher than her, and he went through the nomination process without any problem whatsoever.
Yeah.
And so we want people right now to call their member of Congress. If you are a patriot, America-loving, God-fearing person who loves this country, listening to us right now or watching us, we need you to call your member of Congress. Go to our website, actforamerica.org. And click on our legislative action. There's a letter to Congress. We need you to call your senators. We need you to push for Gina Haspel to be nominated, to be approved as CIA director. They need to hear from you. They're hearing from the left, but they need to hear from you even more. Make that phone call today.
It's actforamerica.org. Is it F-O-R or is it the number four?
It's F-O-R, A-C-T-F-O-R, America.org.
Okay, and beautiful.
And we're going to send our letter as a thank you to the president for getting us out of the Iran deal. He needs to hear from you as well.
Well, let's go there. Let's go to the Iran deal. I have no idea what it was that we were supposed to get out of the deal. Iran got billions and billions of dollars, a lot of it trucked in cash on airplanes. They had their money that was seized and freezed here back in the 70s, just handed back to them by Barack Obama. They pretended they were going to shut down Fordo and some other nuclear facilities, which they never did. They chanted death to America after the deal was signed in parliament in Iran. What is Brigitte? What did Obama think he was getting out of that, except maybe optics globally? I mean, what was he getting?
He didn't think. President Obama was delusional. He had a vision of how the world should operate in his mind. And he thought, if we just suck up to our enemies, they're going to love us. If they see how nice we are, we're going to be able to talk with them. Look, he started doing that. Remember, his first address was on Arabiya television, wishing the Iranians happy whatever spring holiday they were celebrating.
Crazy.
After he became president, where did that get us after 8 years of Obama presidency?
And he went to Cairo almost immediately, and he was about 200 miles or 270 away from Israel as the crow flies, didn't go see our friends in Israel, went to Cairo, and basically did a speech that said, Islam is the reason for paper and pens and arithmetic and life and peace. I mean, he just went there and just kissed up to them. It was weird.
And kissed up to the wrong guys, kissed up to the Muslim Brotherhood, going against the wishes of President Mubarak, at that time, who was one of our strongest allies in the Arabic world, along with the Jordanians. But here's the problem. We gave the Iranians everything once we signed the deal with them. They got everything, we got zip.
Yeah.
And with the money that they got, instead of spending it on infrastructure, instead of spending it on improving the economy of their people, which they did not, that's why the people are demonstrating on the streets in Iran against the mullahocracy, they took the money and spent it on terrorism. So Hezbollah in Lebanon right now, which is the proxy army for Iran, has 755,000 missiles and rockets in southern Lebanon aimed at Israel. Right now, every third house in southern Lebanon for Hezbollah is basically a Hezbollah base. Wow. One out of three houses is a base for Hezbollah for rocket launching. This is what Iran did with the money. They are now, Iran has an operation in Syria. They have operation in Iraq. They have operation in Yemen. They have operation in Lebanon. And they took our money to fund all these operations against us.
Yeah, we basically financed it all, right?
What's that?
We basically financed it all.
We financed it all. We financed our enemy to kill us. Good for President Trump for getting us out of the deal. This deal was a disaster, and good for him for bringing the sanctions back. Because, look, President Obama stopped the sanctions when they were working. That's why Iran was willing to negotiate. Iran was desperate because the sanctions were suffocating them. So President Trump is bringing all the sanctions back, and I believe our European allies are going to come back to the table at the end of the day because they need the business of the United States much more than they need to do business with Iran.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's Brigitte Gabrielle, president at actforamerica.org, actforamerica.org. Go there, sign up for the newsletter. Go there, get her books. Make sure that you're active in this. Very basically, you are the anti-terrorism organization that I go to all the time because you really have your finger on the pulse of what's happening around the globe. Brigitte, we're being sold a bill of goods by the Arab world and I think by the media that Saudi Arabia suddenly has given women all their rights. That in Afghanistan, women have all the rights that they never used to have under the Taliban. I don't believe that. That Yemen, things aren't half as bad as you know they seem. In Libya, things are much better without Gaddafi there, which is just not true. What's really happening in the region? Do women really have their rights back? Can people be Christian, let's say, in Egypt now and not be the targets of people who want them killed? Have things really gotten better?
Well, let's face it, because of Obama's terrible decisions as president and a commander-in-chief, Libya is in shambles. Yeah. Yemen is a mess. Syria is in shambles. Lebanon is a mess. The only countries which actually opposed Obama and now are working with President Trump, who are actually acting and operating right in the Middle East, are basically Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt. And they are realizing that they need to work with the United States. They even started working with the Israelis. I mean, obviously, we know Jordan and Egypt are working with the Israelis.
Right.
But
right.
Now Saudi Arabia is working with the Israelis because they know they all need to come together against Iran and against the policies that President Obama put in place, which endangered all of the Middle East because Iran wants hegemony in the Middle East.
Is this all happening, Brigitte? Sorry to interrupt, but is this all happening because of their fear of Iran? And if Iran gets a nuclear weapon, they're all in big trouble? Or is it because they really truly want to westernize and give people more rights?
No, because they are afraid of Iran. Now, Egypt was much more westernized before all the Muslims took it over and the Islamic Brotherhood started taking it. Remember, Sadat did the peace treaty with Israel.
Yeah.
Hussein the father did the peace treaty with Israel and his son Abdullah is continuing it. So Egypt and Jordan have always been modernized because they wanted to have peace with Israel. They knew they cannot win wars against Israel.
Yeah.
But the interesting part is Saudi Arabia, because Saudi Arabia right now is more afraid of Iran than they are afraid of Israel. They know Israel doesn't want to take hegemony over the Middle East. The Israelis just want to play it by themselves, keep us in peace. We don't want to bother anybody. Iran, on the other hand, wants to rule the Middle East. Now, the Saudis are feeling a little insulted because up until now, the Saudis were looked at as the leaders of the Islamic world. Well, they're not so much the leaders of the Islamic world anymore because everybody's following Iran, and they are proud because Iran is coming up against America and Israel, which is the little Satan and the great Satan. Remember, we are the great Satan.
Of course we are. Yeah, of course. And it's such an odd deal that where Mecca is actually kind of on the side of Israel, is actually kind of on the side of the United States, because I think otherwise they would be wiped out. That's the fear. It's Brigitte Gabrielle, actforamerica.org, actforamerica.org. Before I let you go, I wanted to ask you about North Korea quickly, because people on the left are still very, very skeptical of what's going on there. But you and I have talked about this a million different times. If you're strong with a dictator, if you're strong with somebody who is saber-rattling, they tend to back down. It's almost like a bully. Is Kim Jong-un backing down because he truly does fear what Donald Trump might do? Or is there something else going on here that I'm missing?
He is backing down because he fears Donald Trump.
Okay.
Because this president is so unpredictable. They do not know what he's going to do next. And they know that he doesn't mess with words. He follows through. He told Syria, you cross the red line, we will bomb you. Look, he bombed them immediately after he became president. Remember when he was eating dinner with the Chinese president?
Yep.
And ordered the bombing of Syria the first time. Syria did it again. He bombed them back immediately. So the North Koreans are watching. That those type of lessons do not go wasted on dictators. Yeah. So North Korea is taking notice. The Iranians are even taking notice. As much Iran can say whatever it wants to say, and they hate our guts because they are driven by messianic visions of ending the world because they want to bring back their messiah.
Right.
So the Iranians are willing to die in order to kill us. The North Koreans are not. So with the North Koreans, we can negotiate with them. And they fear the president, and that's why they're getting in line, and they're doing everything they can to say, okay, we'll talk with you. We do not want you to kill us, right, because they know how President Trump is going to react.
I'm looking so forward to your new book. I can't wait. It comes out September 11th. It's Brigitte Gabriel. Go to actforamerica.org. Go take part. Go sign up. Go follow what they do. Brigitte, it's always an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for the friendship.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great day.
We're back after this on the Joe Pag Show. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pag Show.
News Radio 1200 WOAI.
Hi, great to have you. Welcome to the program. Thanks to the Joe Pag Show. 1-800-383-9624. JoePags.com, along with Carrie Lockie and the entire crew. Appreciate having you along for the ride on a hump day on a Wednesday. Plenty more coming your way. We're going to get into the story about the North Koreans that have been released, and actually the Americans released from North Korea. Carrie, I find something interesting. I want you to think about this. I've got a little something to tell the people in a second here, but think about this while I do. The left is trying to say that Trump should not have pulled out of the Iran deal because it might mess up what we're doing with North Korea.
That's right. That's what I've heard.
Now, let me just say that again, and then I'll do a little, I got to tell the people something. But let me say it again. I want you to think on it. The left is saying it was horrible to pull out of the Iran deal because of what we're working on. I'm doing air quotes if you can't see me. TV can see me. We're working on the Korea summit, the deal, the whatever. Don't answer, but here's the question before I tell the people this stuff. Mm-hmm. Is the left working on a deal with North Korea? Blip. Don't answer.
Okay.
Let that marinate. Let that sit there for a second. Okay. Meantime, got to remind you, got to keep an eye on your blood pressure. It's a good time to do it right now because May is Blood Pressure Awareness Month. And with the new guidelines from the American Heart Association, you're going to want to take another look at your numbers and do something great for your heart, like drinking Superbeets. Superbeets concentrates an essential nutrient found in the heart healthy beets, which have been clinically shown to have a beneficial effect on supporting healthy blood pressure levels. You want that. It's a small thing you can do to make a big difference right now. So give them a call, 1-800-516-8389, or go to joelovesbeets.com. Now, with your first order, get another 30-day supply of Superbeets free, plus indicator strips to see how it's working for you. And as a special offer during the month of May, you're going to receive a free bottle of D3 K2 Complex, a once-a-day dose of vitamins D3 and K2 that helps support strong bones and promotes healthy arteries, and a great-tasting tablet, all with free shipping as well. Again, call that number, 800-516-8389, 1-800-516-8389, or joelovesbeets.com. Go there right now. So is it me or is the left trying to co-opt the fact that the president has made this what appears to be a summit that's going to happen? He's made that happen with North Korea.
Yeah.
So the left that was saying the president was showing weakness by making a deal with North Korea is now saying the president might screw up what we have going on with North Korea. I guess they wanted, what do they want to wait it out and see if it was going to work? And now that it looks like it's going to work, now they're claiming that they're somehow part of it. Help me understand. Are you hearing it the same way?
I don't think I can. But now that you've said, I didn't think about it before, but now that you said it like that, yeah, I can see where you would be coming with that. They kind of want to get on board.
Isn't that what the left is saying about you can't get out of the Iran deal because you're going to mess up what we have going on with North Korea?
Mm-hmm.
The president's doing both of them. He's getting out of the Iran deal and he's setting up the meeting with North Korea. And if nothing else, I got to be honest with you. I think North Korea would have to look at the Iran deal and say, wow, they gave Iran way too much. And this president said, screw you. I'm not going to stick to that deal. We're going to do a better deal. I think North Korea is going to see that as a sign of strength. Yet you've got the left. Who is the doofus that's on the Intelligence Committee from California? I can't think of his name now. Adam Schiff? Hey, that's his name. Adam Schiff. Mm-hmm. I think he's from California. He's the doofus that I heard talking about this earlier. Today, talking about how we're going to mess up what's happening in North Korea. I don't remember Adam Schiff ever being for the deal in North Korea. And isn't Adam Schiff the same guy, like the only guy left in Washington who's still saying Russian collusion?
Mm, they're probably
come on, dude.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I got about a minute for you, Remy. If you can make it happen, make it happen. Let's go. Remy, that's you. Make it happen. North Carolina. You know, I can't hear the phones at all, Paul. Are they up? Like, I don't even hear dead air. Oh, did I click the wrong side? Hold on a second here. All right, Remy, you're on now. Ah, see, I messed that up. Remy, call back if you can. See, I screwed that up. I pressed the wrong button.
Way to go.
That was completely
so
on me.
Rude.
And I'll bet what Remy had to say was going to be super unbelievable.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And you
next hour, we want to make sure that we bring you, again, the story about the North Korea. 2 o'clock in the morning is when it's happening. We'll give you the entire story next hour. Three Americans being released by North Korea. Again, we're getting something, and we don't even know what they want yet. They just seem to be saying yes to everything the president wants. Also, we'll do Trump tweets next hour and a ton of your phone calls. We appreciate you watching on Newsmax TV. The show continues on radio. If you want to see the live stream, just go to joepags.com. In the meantime, keep it right here.
This is the Joe Pags.
Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 800-383-9624 or go to joepags.com. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great radio stations across the land, iHeartRadio, joepags.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, it's all right there. Also, the live stream of hour number three of the Joe Pags Show for a Wednesday. Oh, yeah.
The best one.
Oh, you're okay with this one?
Yeah.
We should get me dancing to this one, too. No?
No, don't do this one.
Say it.
Stop.
What?
You're ruining it.
Great. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. We're halfway there. Downhill to the weekend from here. It is your boy Joe Pags, along with Kerry Lockie, Polo Cuellar, Karina Medlin, also Sam Pags, and we're getting it done for you today. I don't know that I'll revisit the parody, although it's interesting. I got to tell you, man, the comments that I get are so interesting on these parodies because, A, people really have thoroughly enjoyed it. I mean, I've had people tell me my day sucked today until I heard the parody, and it really did turn things around. I almost drove into a ditch, and I guess in a good way. I was crying at the stoplight, and people were looking at me like I was a nut job. I mean, just down the line, great. And then they get all technical about the second one. They said, you know, you really overdid it with the harmonies. And you really, like, what? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And by the way, I only played the second one once.
It's a critic.
But, you know, I did. I got into, you know, in the actual song Roxanne, it's like a three-part harmony, Roxanne, and then they, you know, he sings the other part after it.
Yeah.
And I thought I would do all that. But I think the way that I ruined it was I sang in full voice, an octave lower, the words, because I wanted people to know what I was saying in that part.
Yeah, but it wasn't as fun, though. That's why everybody likes the first version.
For many people, their favorite parody I ever have done, and again, I think that I do some quality musical ones that people don't care about. Yeah. The favorite one that I've ever done, well, there are two favorites. One is Collarbone, but only because Collarbone was so funny as we were airing it. If I just play the actual song, not as funny, but your reaction and my reaction during it is pretty funny.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
But the best one, I think, is Refugee, because I purposely don't pronounce any words in the song.
I remember you doing it, but I don't remember any of the words, but then maybe that's why.
Well, because there weren't any. What happened was we had a situation in Minnesota. Where it was, I believe it was either at a Vikings game or at the University of Minnesota, which might be one of the same because I think the Vikings were playing there. And somebody was, I don't know, they were in an argument with somebody else in the stands. And the guy that was arguing with him said, "You're just a refugee, go back," or something. They said something like that.
Okay.
And I decided that I would do Refugee by Tom Petty.
Yeah.
And you don't remember? I wrote what I thought was a funny parody, but I don't think I pronounced anything.
I don't remember that one. Oh, no.
Really? You don't remember this? Listen to the words closely.
Okay.
I think you'll like it. I'm pretty sure I nailed it. But this one is by far the favorite for many. Listen.
Oh, yeah. It's all coming back to me. I know why I'm blocking it out.
What the hell is this?
Can't
goodness, Garrett. What the hell is Pocky? We added four stations this week. Are they all on crack? What is wrong with these people?
What did we do?
We didn't pronounce a damn word in the song. You don't even remember that?
I do. And yeah, but I was thinking, I don't remember the words to that. Now I know why, because there really weren't any words to that.
Yes. That's right. Mm. I mean, that is by far the favorite of many. But this one, this one really caused some people some problems today driving down the road.
It's
so we might play Iran again. We might.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right.
We'll see how the hour goes. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. I want to get to Remy because I accidentally hung up on Remy or something last hour, and I appreciate you calling back. What's on your mind? Hi.
Hi, Joe. My question was, do you believe the Democrats are hassling Dina Haspel because she was elected by Trump?
Oh, of course. That's the only reason why.
The only reason why? Could you think of any other reasons?
No, I think that the only reason why they're hassling her is because she's being offered up by Trump. If she were a woman offered up by Obama, no matter what her ideology, I think they would give her a pass. Because allegedly, they're all for women. So she's a woman, last I checked. I mean, you got Michelle Obama out there. Think about this, Remy. You got Michelle Obama out there, and she's continuing to say this to any audience that'll listen. You made a mistake, women. You didn't vote for the woman that was available in the last election. Now, Hillary Clinton was a really bad candidate if you look at what she stood for, what she said, and how she acted. But because she was a woman, Obama says you should have voted for her. Okay, well, Dina Haspel is a woman. So if the left is going to be consistent, they should be pushing for her to be confirmed, I would think.
And also, I know the lady you had on before, Bridget, how she mentioned Obama didn't help places like Libya and other Middle Eastern countries. Do you think that America should have an obligation to help those countries which we don't have an alliance with?
No, I don't think that we do. And make sure that you understand where she's coming from. What Obama did was he backed the Arab Spring. He backed the opposition in Egypt. He backed the opposition in Libya. He backed the opposition in Yemen. So what he did through his actions, because inaction would have been better, Remy, it would have been a lot better. But through his actions, he made it worse. He like had the whole area, the whole region melted down because Obama backed the wrong people. He was backing the resistance in almost every country instead of working with the people that we at least had alliances with.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for answering my question.
What, did I just help you with a book report or something?
No, I have an AP government and politics test exam tomorrow.
Well, there you go. Were you recording the answers? This way you can actually use them. Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, God bless you, Remy. We appreciate you. Listen, Carrie, I am here doing this job.
Helping with the homework.
To help the kids get the better grades.
That did what it sounded like when she asked that question.
Right. I mean, when she was asking the questions, I couldn't decide. Either she was on the left and she's studying journalism and wanted to question me on stuff like that, or she was getting ready for a test.
There you go.
And again, I told you yesterday, this guy who's going to school and he had a big test about North Korea and the whole deal that's happening there, you know, sent me a message over on Twitter and he asked me all these questions and I think I helped him out too. Now listen, Remy and the guy on Twitter, if you guys get an F, you can't blame me.
Oh, I think they can. And they should call back and give it to
you. I have no responsibility whatsoever to help them get better grades. And if you've got left-wing teachers, you're probably going to be in trouble for using me as your resource. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Carrie, can you give us that story about the hostages coming home, please?
I can. This is from Fox News. President Donald Trump tweeted he will be there to greet the three Americans who were held by North Korea for alleged subversion, espionage, and other unspecified hostile acts when they land at Andrews Air Force Base outside Washington early Thursday morning. The freed Americans told the State Department upon touching down in Alaska Wednesday evening, we would like to express our deep appreciation to the United States government, President Trump, Secretary Pompeo, and the people of the United States for bringing us home. We thank God and all our families and friends who prayed for us and for our return. God bless America, the greatest nation in the world. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo left North Korea early Wednesday morning with the three American detainees, whom the Trump administration had referred to as hostages, and they were released ahead of the upcoming meeting between Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that will focus on North Korea's nuclear weapons. The Trump administration had made it clear it regarded the arrest as politically motivated and had been bitterly critical of North Korea's refusal to grant consular access to the three men other than a brief visit by a U.S. envoy last June. Trump also set a date and location now have been set for his historic summit with Kim, later telling reporters it would not be at the Korean demilitarized zone. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said in a statement, Trump appreciates leader Kim Jong-un's action to release these American citizens and views this as a positive gesture of goodwill. The three Americans appear to be in good condition and were all able to walk on the plane without assistance, she said.
Very interesting. So he got Otto Warmbierback before he died. Then he eventually died because he was treated just disgustingly by the North Koreans, something that Obama either didn't try to do or didn't want to do. And then now he's getting three other hostages back, three other Americans back, and again saying that they'll be able to walk. I mean, that's a big improvement from what we saw last time. I don't know what it is North Korea is asking for. Kerry, you think we're just going to be surprised all of a sudden Un is going to say, well, here's what I really want? Because he isn't, as far as we know, we don't know what he wants.
I don't know what's going to happen at this meeting. The president, though, did say today that he would let us know and maybe in a matter of about 3 days where this meeting is going to take place and when.
Very interesting. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Your thoughts on that? We'll certainly get to that. Also, there's a guy who won the mayor's race in a small city in North Carolina. And then that night went to jail. We'll have why he went to jail. And a professor is in trouble for making a joke on an elevator. I'll tell you what that's all about when we come back to 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Hey, it's Joe Pags. Another chance to win $1,000 is coming up in less than 10 minutes, right here on News Radio 1200 WOAI.
Since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Great to have you. The Joe Pags Show, 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all of that and more right there. A couple of calls on North Korea, the hostages coming home. And I wonder if anybody out there knows or thinks, I wonder if you think you know, what Kim Jong-un is going to end up asking for at the end of all this. Because so far, he's talked about no more nukes. Kerry, they haven't done any nuclear testing since, what, November? So, no more nukes, nothing since November. That could be because they either accidentally or purposely blew up their nuke facility. Maybe somebody else blew up their nuke facility, and that's what's got him scared. I mean, you never know. I have no idea. He's released the three hostages. He's gone to the DMZ, crossed over into South Korea, sat down with the South Koreans, sent his cute but horrible sister to the Olympics. What does he want? Now, I guess many would say, well, it's clear what he wants. He wants American soldiers to leave the DMZ. And he certainly has made that clear. He does want to see that happen. And, you know, you would think that the president probably is considering it, but it has to be, you know, on the absolute assurance that the nukes are done, we get all the hostages freed. I'd love to see the president try to force this guy's hand to free a lot of the political prisoners that are there in North Korea, too. Is anybody reporting what else North Korea wants?
Not that I've seen.
Are we just going to be surprised by it, or what's going
to
happen?
I don't know. I guess so. We'll know after the president talks to him.
Yeah, definitely.
He'll tweet
very
about
interesting.
It. Yeah.
I guess he's going to tell us 3 days before where the site's going to be, but it's not going to be at the DMZ.
Right. You know I said that last segment, right?
Right, I was actually allowing people to hear you reiterate it.
Oh, okay.
It's not like I wasn't listening to you.
You were listening to me. Okay.
Why are you being a smartass? I was letting you be the news lady.
Yes.
Look,
okay.
It's the lady. It's the news lady. Oh, it's the girl with the news.
Okay. Just making sure you were listening.
I will ignore you next time you keep it up. Let me just tell you that. Okay, smarty?
Got it.
1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. It's Vince in Ohio. Vince, what's going on?
Hey, just wanted to
you were talking briefly about the hostages getting released there.
Uh-huh.
And, except for you and maybe Fox News, there's no one else really talking about it. And
because it's a good thing for Trump. You know, that's why.
That's a big moment.
It's a humongous moment, but again, they can't bring themselves to give him any credit. None. So,
and
I would stop watching the outlets that aren't reporting it.
And I think a lot of the reason this happened, what was going on, I think there was a lot that happened with that China meeting when the Chinese president wanted Kim Jong-un to come see him. He was worried about these trade negotiations coming up with the United States. And he said, look, you know, we're going to have to work out a deal. And I really think it was pressure from the president of the United States, Donald Trump. I think the Chinese president, I think South Korea, I think it's a joint effort. All these countries helped put this together. And you know what? They gave us three hostages back. And as far as we know, they're in decent health. So at least, unlike Otto Wambier, at least these guys aren't going to die on the way home. It doesn't sound like that anyway. So, I mean, this is a great day for America. It's a great day for President Trump. But unfortunately, the media is not going to give him the credit for it. Well, the mainstream media is, if you know what I mean.
And you're right, and we'll continue talking about it in, on what I believe is the real media, us and others like us. You've got to report when good things happen. You also report when bad things happen. But the media only is looking to not give him credit, only looking to say he did this, that, and the other wrong. Many in the media, I don't know if you've noticed this, Carrie, many in the media just call him Trump. Many of them don't say President Trump.
Yeah, I've seen that a lot.
Now, I always cringed a little bit when somebody just said Obama. And a lot of people I interview just say Obama. But when he was president, I always called him President Obama because he was. So very interesting to me. All right, do we want to play this stupid parody one more time or not?
One more time for the people.
Now, just to give a little bit of background, I'm not going to read the words again because people didn't seem to be interested in that. But I'll give a little bit of background. When we got off the air last night, and after 3 hours of yapping, my voice is getting tired, I gave it a shot. I used the police's Roxanne to do the song called Iran. The lyrics were all witty and great. You're not going to understand any of them. I have to do it in falsetto because Sting has a girly man voice. And it's just really, really, really bad. And then I went back and redid it. I took it down a couple of steps and it sounded better, added harmony. And everybody to a person hated the one that I thought was better. So I have to go back and give you the crappy one, which is, I think, horrible. But it engenders the kind of reaction, Carrie, that I was hoping for, joy and laughter.
Yes. Yes.
So once again, the Joe Pags parody, Iran. This is in the original key. It's not even a minute long, barely a minute long. And by the end of it, it's ridiculous. A little something for you on a Wednesday. I apologize to everybody listening. Right?
Yeah.
We know you were working on nukes. That worked on Obama, the Trump.
Do it.
Put up your dukes.
Everybody.
Iran. You don't have to pretend to hang tight.
Do it again.
Iran.
Now here's the problem. This is going to be a problem.
But what I want to know is what happened. What happened right there?
I burst out laughing, then I stopped it.
No, before that, because it almost sounded like you were going to say something else, and you forgot the lyrics, and then you just.
No, I took a big breath to see if I could hit the note, and that's what came out. This is what came out. Get ready. Here we go.
No, that part before that, right before that, blah, 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 before that.
What? There's a pause there because I'm trying to make sure I can get the note.
No, but you say something.
Oh, my Lord. What, you mean afterwards?
Before.
Really, Paul, we have to relive this again?
Because it sounds like you caught yourself off guard.
I didn't know if I was going to sing Iran and then whatever the line was that I wrote. And then I actually said Roxanne, I think.
Okay.
I think what I said there was Roxanne by accident.
Oh, okay.
This was just a rough cut.
No.
I didn't think I was playing this on the radio.
I get it, but it was like it caught you off guard, and then you started doing your whatever. So it was just kind of funny.
I did because I was trying to hit the note. Now it's not even playing anymore. Oh no. Gotta hit a break. We're back after this. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags.
Donald Trump is the worst president in American history. I'm just kidding. The left sloths their mind. Let's talk about it. Coming up at 8 on the Michael Berry Show.
Hey, great to have you. Welcome to the program. Thanks to Joe Pags Show. 1-800-383-9624. JoePags.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. All of that and more. Make it happen. You know, Carrie, after an election, you get happy if you win.
Sure.
Figure you might have a libation or two.
Mm-hmm.
A little something. You'll have something for us coming up in just a few minutes.
Yep.
About a guy who won the election and then got to spend the night in jail.
Party lit.
1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com. Just so dumb. You know, the fallout continues from that stupid Met Gala, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, from the theme. I mean,
they're now saying that the Cardinal actually let Rihanna use that hat she wore.
Really? Okay.
Now, full disclosure, I have not seen Roseanne from last night yet. I understand Roseanne has Muslim neighbors or something.
Yes.
And goes there.
Yes,
and she
does.
Goes there.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we'll get into that tomorrow after I watch it tonight. But in the same week where music stars and movie stars and whomever stars are dressing up and mocking Catholics, people are freaking out that Roseanne actually gave sort of a real-life view of what some people might feel like when Muslims move in next door.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have that right?
You got it right.
So my question is, when is the Met Gala? You say gala or gala?
I say gala.
I like to say gala.
Gala. It's a gala.
You can't say it's an elegant gala or gala. You can't say gala. You have to say gala.
Asked me, and I
say
said
data or
gala.
Data. You say data or data?
Data.
I say data. Are you serious? You say data?
Yes, I say data.
Silicon or Silicon Valley?
Silicon.
Wow.
You We're don't gonna, say silicon.
On Friday at 1 o'clock. Don't be late for the pronunciation meeting.
I will not be there. I'm right.
9624. JoePags.com. We go to the phone lines. Lots of people want to be heard on North Korea. I definitely want to hear from you on it. Let me say hello and welcome to Dan, who's in Michigan. Dan, what's going on?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Dan, I'm living the dream. What's happening, my friend?
Well, I just want to say President Trump has really scared the life out of Kim Jong-un.
Do you think that's what's going on? He's going to give the president whatever he wants?
I think our president scared him so bad that he was going to be taken out like Gaddafi. I think China said, hey, you're going to be taken out.
Yeah, but Dan, this guy has to want something. He's not just going to give us everything. He has to want something.
Well, he wants his life, number one.
Yeah,
and he wants to keep the nukes he's got, number two. But
I don't know if he still has any nukes, to be honest with you. I think that facility screwed everything up. I don't know if he has any nukes left. Who knows?
Well, he wants to have the persona of having those, but I seriously think he's scared to death.
You could get on. I mean, there's something going on. I appreciate you, man. There's something going on, that's for sure. Let me go back at it. Say hello to Tom in Minneapolis. Tom, what's going on?
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call. And by the way, that charity had me almost wetting my pants. And I couldn't help but sing along. You can't help yourself.
I was told on Twitter that people are guaranteed to be yelling Iran right now as they drive down the road. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I was yelling at the top of my lungs. And it's funny that I consider myself a creative guy. I'm laughing that I never put that melody with Iran before because it's so obvious.
It's what we do, my friend. I'm glad you enjoyed it. What else is going on?
Well, you know, thinking of this, you know, Kim Jong-un thing, and I've had discussions with this with my friends, and I think he is scared to death. I think he realizes that now that we have some strength and a backbone, you know, none of this draw the red line, don't cross this crap. I think he sees very well that Trump means what he You know, he says what he's going to do, and he means what he's going to say, and he follows through. So I think he knows that his days are numbered, and what he wants is, you know, look what Iran got, and they don't even have a functioning nuke. So the bar is set. So he's going to get a pile of cash dropped on him at midnight. He's going to get euros. He's going to get gold. He's going to get dollars. He's going to get his life. I mean, he's going to live fat and happy. And oh, by the way, he probably wants freedom to come to the United States to watch basketball and stuff.
Well, he might want that. I mean, he's kind of weird like that. He loves the models, he loves the internet, and he loves basketball. So that could be a part of it. But I don't know if we're going to be dumping a bunch of money on him like we did Iran. You think we're sending him a bunch of money, really?
Well, here's the deal, right? I mean, you're a businessman. So when you go, don't you establish what the bar is? Don't you know kind of, hey, this is what the going rate is for being paid off as a tyrant? And by the way, Iran doesn't even have functioning nukes, and I do. So, I mean...
Yeah, what's the dog's name?
But I start asking, oh, that's Sully, and he is really excited that I'm on the phone with you.
Well, I think he loves the show, I can tell. He sounds like he's singing Iran.
Yeah. Okay, Sully, that's enough.
Tom, I love you like a brother. Go feed the dog. What's the matter with you? You know what I mean? Take the dog out.
Sully.
Dog wasn't happy that he was talking to me. Dog was hungry or had to go to the bathroom. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Vicky is in Washington. Hi, Vicky. What's going on?
Hi.
Hey.
I can't imagine what
it is totally breaking. Vicky, I'm going to put you back on hold, and I want you to listen to me while you're on hold. Your phone is breaking up, so maybe find a different place to stand, and maybe it'll clear it up. But it was breaking up, so it was hard to hear what you were saying. I will come back to you. Scott is in Missouri. Hi, Scott. What's going on?
Hello?
Hi, Scott. It's Joe. What's going on? Hi.
Hi, Joe. This is Scott. Happy evening. I'm feeling that I was listening to the guy from Minneapolis, and I kind of agree. I think Kim really wants half-court tickets to the NBA Finals. Not only that, he's probably bored. I mean, he's sitting there in an isolated country. You know, he's a young man. All this stuff that his dad and his grandpa and all that stuff have done. And... you know, the nukes have not got him a doggone thing except everybody hating him around the world. And I think I call it the Dennis Rodman effect.
The Dennis Rodman effect. Sounds good. Hey, Scott, just wondering, while you were on hold, did you have a couple?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, duh. You know what I mean, Carrie?
There's
no
question,
doubt.
Joe.
No, it wasn't dumb. That was an appropriate question. See, had he not had a couple, he would have said that's a dumb question. His answer was,
oh, yeah.
You know damn well why when I took that. I could already see Polo. Polo's looking at me going, okay, it's the 7 o'clock hour.
Well, I also had my hand on the dump button.
Right.
Because he sounded really relaxed. I thought he was just going to let it fly. And
that's what happens. Sometimes an F-bomb, an S-bomb, something happens when you throw a couple of back while you're on hold. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. All right, let's see if Vicky's phone cleared up. Vicky, what's going on? Hi.
Hi. Is this better?
Sounds okay so far. Let's do it.
I do not trust that guy in any way, shape, or form. He's created all these... and all of a sudden, he's Mr. Cooperation.
Are you getting another phone call or something? Because you keep on cutting out. It's weird.
No.
Tell him to stop calling you when you're talking to the Pagsy.
Pardon me?
I say, okay, so you don't trust him at all, huh? So what else?
I don't. Well, I had just had a question.
Sure. There you go. And there we go. I just put you on hold. She's got that new phone, Carrie.
You should have played the song.
It's
the
60%. It's the 60% phone. 60% of the time, it sounds great. It
sounded like she had something really great to say, but
I've got her on hold. I'm hoping that it'll clear up. Doesn't it sound like somebody's calling her on the other line?
It does. Yeah, but
come on, man.
Let me try one more time.
All right. Do you really have to go back to her now? All right, Vicky. Let's try it again. I'm hoping that your phone will work better. But let's do it. Go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering how you keep your spirits up, how you keep your hope up, how you keep being optimistic about this country when there is sanity.
You know how I do it, Vicky? I take phone calls from wonderful people like you, and I get to work with the best crew in radio.
Well, I don't have that advantage.
No, but see, you sound like you're laughing now, and your spirits are up, and you're feeling good. So there you go. See, we only do this for you. I mean, Carrie doesn't really care about the people,
but
I do it for the people. I do it to lift up the hearts and souls and spirits of people like you, Vicky.
All I can say is Carrie has to have one heck of a strong constitution.
Yeah, your phone cut out. Oh, look at that. We lost you.
Oh, damn it. Come on.
Damn it. We lost her. Yeah. So, damn phone.
To work with Joe, yes.
If you think about it, it's probably really hard for her to be optimistic with a crappy phone like that.
Well, let me tell you something. If you're in Vicky's family, go help her out. Go get her a better
her
phone.
A new phone.
Hey, she's on like a freaking flip phone or something.
About, you know, how happy you are and inspired because of the people that you work with.
I gotta be honest, I don't remember saying that. 1-800-383-9624. You know I love you guys. I mean, most of you. 1-800-383-9624. Joe Pat. Why do you always assume I'm talking about you?
Because I know. I know you're talking about me.
What do you know?
I do too know. Yes, I do.
Paul, how many concerts did I send you to this year?
Let me count.
Take a minute.
Zero.
So Carrie's always the victim of my horrible attacks or something.
Okay.
But you know what? It probably will never happen again.
Oh, why not?
Because of the incident.
There was no incident.
There was an incident.
No.
I got called into HR. They said, was Carrie Lockie really drunk on the radio yesterday? I said, well, she was off. She went out to eat with her husband.
No, I was not.
He said she only had two or three daiquiris or margaritas or something.
I didn't have two or three. I was not drunk.
Oh, so it was more than that?
No, there was one.
1-800-383. Listen, the next time a big act comes to town, we should all go as a show. And let's do the show from the concert. I think that'll be great.
That'd be fun. Yeah, let's do it.
You don't sound very enthused. 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Quick break. We're back after this in the Joe Pags Show. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Directed.
News Radio 1200, WOAI.
Great to have you. The Joe Pags Show, 1-800-383-9624. We do it for the people. You are the people. Glad to have you along for the rides. A few more calls on North Korea. We've got some calls on the parody. We've got Carrie with the story about the mayor. Big win. Carrie, big win.
Yeah, he did.
Woohoo! One. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be running this city from jail. 1-800-383-9624. JoePags.com. I'll have that story for you as well. We've got a lot of other stuff we might not get to. If I have time, I'll give you this story about a male professor in hot water for being politically incorrect because of something he said on an elevator.
Hmm.
Any clue, Carrie, what he might have said in the elevator?
I don't know that story.
It was bad.
Really? Was something racist? Sexist?
Racist? No, actually it wasn't. Hmm. A woman is upset with him. A female professor, and filed some sort of a report to the Department of Professorship or some crap. I don't even know who you reported to, but I just made that up. It's the Department of Professorship. It's some sort of a report, and then he's in trouble, and it's political correct, and it's gone amok or something.
Uh-oh.
Like that. All right, 1-800-383-9624, joepags.com. Don't forget about Car Shield. Want you to go check them out right now. If you take your car in to get some sort of routine maintenance in it, you're smart if you go and do that because your car will last a lot longer, but you're going to run into a time where something major breaks down. Could be a sensor for, you know, upwards of $1,000. It could be an engine for thousands of dollars or a transmission for thousands of dollars. You've got to get Car Shield if your manufacturer's warranty has expired. Car Shield makes the process of fixing your car for a covered repair super easy. You can have your favorite mechanic or dealership do the work. It's your choice. Also, they provide 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. If your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, this would be a smart move for you. I want you to look into it right now. Save yourself thousands in future car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate and extended vehicle protection like I did. Call 1-800-CAR-6100. 800-CAR-6100. Mention my name, Joe, or visit carshield.com. Use code Joe. Save 10%. Carshield.com, code Joe, or 800-CAR-6100. Mention code Joe. A deductible may apply. All right, Carrie, give us that story of this. Listen, that's just bad luck. Well, it's stupid. It's a dumb move by him.
Yes, it is.
But it's also really, I mean, the timing must. Can you imagine the highs and the lows that guy had in one day?
I know, in 24 hours. Dude, this is from Fox 8. A victory celebration may have been just a little bit too much for one North Carolina mayoral candidate. Officials in Nash County said Robert Williams Jr. was arrested for a DWI hours after being elected the mayor of Sharpsburg. He was taken to the Nash County Jail after 11:30 p.m. Tuesday and bonded out early Wednesday morning. Williams, who was the Tri-County town's appointed mayor from 2011 to 2013, defeated incumbent Randy Weaver in a do-over election. election. In unofficial election results, Williams received 169 votes, or 50.9%, to Weaver's 162 votes, or 48.8%. A Tuesday special election was called in response to irregularities found in a Wilson County precinct November 7th. Williams' complaint was found to have merit, and a Wake County Superior Court judge ordered a special election to determine the winner of the mayoral race.
The guy won by 7 votes and then went to jail.
Yeah. Come on now.
I mean, maybe if you're about to become the new mayor and you want to get good and loaded, have somebody drive you there.
Mm-hmm. Uber, something.
Drive back home.
Come on.
Or, I don't know, drink at home. That'd be crazy, right?
That's a good choice.
I want to put this story out there because it's political correctness just out of control. Male professor faces sanction for elevator joke, calls it chilling example of political correctness. I mean, he must have said something like, yeah, baby, let's get it on. I mean, he has to say
something terrible.
Or, man, you look hot in that. I'd like to get with you. Or, wow, look at you, sexy thing. Give me that booty. I mean, he has to say something, right?
Yes, yes.
You'd figure mention a booty or something would happen, wouldn't it?
I would suppose so.
There would be a booty mention, wouldn't there?
I'm taking there was no booty mention in this one.
No, this is stupid. This is from FoxNews.com. A male professor who made a joke in a crowded elevator at an academic conference is now facing disciplinary charges after a female professor who was there filed a formal complaint. Richard Ned LeBeau, professor of international political theory at King's College in London, was in a jammed elevator when someone asked him what floor he needed to get off on, according to a Washington Post opinion piece. Ladies' lingerie, he joked.
That was it?
That was it. That was it.
Oh, come on now.
He was attending the International Studies Association conference in San Francisco at the time. Simona Sharoni, professor... Oh, I love that. You ever had that with the red sauce?
No.
The Simona Sharoni? Oh, it's like rigatoni is what it is.
Oh, okay.
She complained that it was somehow off-color, misogynistic, horrible, attacking women, and this guy's like beside himself. I mean, he might have been saying that just joking around that he wears women's lingerie. How is that at all misogynistic or women-hating?
It's not.
It was dumb.
It's not.
Should be a new rule. If you don't say the word booty, it can't be an HR issue. You can't file a report. Pop culture. Bop! Dirty Pop. Yo, Dipolo, make it happen.
All right, so you know how lately we've been talking about all these nostalgia shows and different things that are getting remade? Well, yesterday it was announced that Bill and Ted will have a third movie. You know, of course, they had Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey,
right.
And now this one's going to be called Bill and Ted Face the Music. And, of course, it's going to be Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter, the original guys, playing middle-aged guys, I guess, trying to...
The working title is Bill and Ted Enter the Retirement Home.
Oh, come on.
We got to go. That's it for us for now. For the entire crew, see you tomorrow. Bye.
This is the Joe Pags Show.